Okay, Legabi Tzeveya on the skin. I think we left off Legabi Tzeveya on the skin. So we'll start as well. There's a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbat Tzadik Daladon Beis says, Bechein Hakoy Cheles. Now, there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbonin, Rabbi Lezer, Chai, Vopatim, machlekes Rishonim, Rabbi Nochananu, Shittas HaRambam. How we paskin la'alocha le'maisa? We paskin la'alocha that coloring tzeveya on the skin is potter avalosa. That's how the Rambam paskins in Perichov Gimel, and that's the maisa, the Tor, the Levush. That's how we paskin la'alocha, like the Chachomim, that tzeveya is durabon. Why is it durabon? Why is it? And we'll see Beis Hashem, it's mamish negeya. How is it that tzeveya on the skin is only in Issa durabon? And so, the Chayodom in Chav Dalet says, Poshet Pshat, it's Enim Eskaim. Something on the skin generally doesn't last. That means, even if you have a permanent mark on your skin, Shalom Aleichem, is the maisa, it won't last. Why? It'll get washed away, it'll get faded away. They always say that the little pieces you see hanging around in the atmosphere are actually pieces of your skin, which are slowly and slowly actually coming off. So even if you have a permanent marker, eventually it will come off. So that's called an Enim Eskaim. Now the Avnezen Kufayin Gimel goes mumish crazy with the Chaya Odom. He says, who told the Chaya Odom this Nevi'ah? It's only Durabonon Mechateisa. He wants to tie this Doraisa. But Lekakoponon, we passed in the Maisa that Avadit Durabonon. So there on the skin is me durabonon, as I pass in la locha the mishabura in Simon Shem Gimel Siv Cotton Ayin Tes. Namela. We mentioned the maisa. Did I mention the maisa about the stealing? I did mention the maisa. You see, we did discuss Hilchos Tzeveya on the skin. I mentioned the maisa about the stealing, with the shemirach and this fellow over there that was feeding in a place, and they wanted to catch him, and they put paint inside the wallet over there. And the mela they tzeveya his skin. I can't say shaylok. Oh, good point. We mentioned this many last time. Let me get biter. Okay, if it's negated to anybody here, just avada is an isla gobble for a person to put on makeup on Shabbos. That's poshut. Even the Shabbos makeup, which by the way, I'm older, used to be a big shayla in Hilchos Shabbos for women to put on Shabbos makeup, because it was a powder balm. And by the way, most makeups anyway are also lipsticks and makeup anyway also ask memreach, memache, because it's smoothing. It's a thick lipstick or a thick thing, and you're putting off with a brush. To say that is nisa daraisa anyway, because it's memache. Come on, go pon him.
What about the what's it called again? The type of makeup that is also for health reasons, like, you know, some people are like they wouldn't enjoy showers because, like, let's say someone has terrible acne.
So the mindset is that, first of all, that's not really makeup; that's going to be cover up, and most of it's going to be a cream. So it depends on the thickness of the cream if that's going to be mutter. Also, because again, doesn't make the mishabura it's mufurish and kamo mekoymus. And if you have a cream. Again, I'm discussing, okay, this is mamash on last year. But if you have a cream that is a shiloh, because it's thick, even to put it on without smearing it is also, it's exeira, what Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, kuponim, it all depends on the thickness. If it's very thin and runny, then there could be a mokum to be makel. But I'll say there, if it colors the skin, then you've got to say drabonis. And maybe you're trying to cover that breeze, the guy can't walk out in the streets, and especially if it's a woman, she's embarrassed. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi if it's mutter, because these are shilohs for personal shilohs. Oh, kuponim, makeup. They use to be a time that Shabbos makeup existed because it was a powder ba'alma and it came off so quickly that it wasn't a shayla. Nowadays it's kamatnot negeya because most of them are oil based and therefore there's no shayla. Again, it's good to know for your wives, but Ezra Hashem Yisbola. I'll go upon him on the other side of it. Now, this is very negeya. We said in the beginning, a mayoritic hakira from the stipler. The stipler of hakira is every tzeveya also kosev and every kosev is tzeveya. So we split up kosev and tzeveya into two different yonim. Now, I'll tell you the nafkamina mayoritic. What happens if a woman, Ludugma, has to go to the mikveh Friday night? So she has to take up her makeup. Makeup is a chatzitza. It's a shalom chatzitza koponim right over there in Yehudei Kiseran. Kuch Sariches. A father. It's a shalom chatzitza. It's not part of the body.
I thought you have to do it.
No, no. It's a shalom. I don't want to get into it. So she does a rashba, the rambam, I'll go upon him. She has to remove the makeup. Is she allowed to remove the makeup? So her father with a baby wipe will kill her anyway because she used a baby wipe. But if she wouldn't use a baby wipe, are we allowed to go along and take off the makeup? So is the shayla of makeup on the tzeveya would be kaisiv? What's the opposite of kaisiv? Moichek, to erase. But since we said no, that every tzeveya is only tzeveya, so memela, there's no opposite side to tzeveya. There's no issa for a woman to remove her nail varnish, nail polish, or her makeup. Again, obviously without a sponge, without water that's going to be squeezing, without all these sorts of earbuds that are going to have water in it. We're not getting into other shaylas. A koponim, to remove the makeup is not a shayla of tzeveya or the opposite of tzeveya. A koponim, lomagein vaitam. That's like a G'day Rabbi said for a person to know. I'll tell you something else before we move on to the next sugya. Very interesting. There's a Modiki Gemara. The Gemara says that women used to take dough and they used to put dough on their faces and they ripped it off really fast. Why? It made their face red. It was kind of a cheap way of makeup. instead of makeup, he made their face look gishmak. Now, in those days, they used to want them to look red and fat with balas bas. It was a big mile of Bismana Gemore. Al kol ponim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do it. You push it, not allowed to do it. Mimela, al pizeh. Al pizeh. By the way, it's Buta Mufush in the Mishabura. In Simen Shenchof. At the end of Simen Shenchof, the Mishabura brings this down. That's why a woman cannot put on dough on her face and rip it off. Now, the Gemara tell you that's the gate to us. It's the gate. Let's say a person is very pale. He doesn't want to look pale, either because someone's going to say to him, what's the matter with you? Oh, stomach's going, what's that? So he wants to look red. He wants to look, you know, colourful on his cheeks, on his forehead. So he rubs and rubs and rubs his cheek, rubs his forehead, rubs and rubs. Saucer. Not allowed. Why? Because you're doing something to colour your skin. Even if it's any mascara, it's going to go back after a while. Alcohol, bonim, until then, it's awesome. Right? That's about going to be a problem. Who had in? Actually, not who had in. What about to pinch kids' cheeks? That's a vein again. Everybody wants to go up to the kids and say, "Ah, oh, I remember you when you were this big." And they give us a pinch on the cheek, right? That's about his mutter. That's 100% mutter. Because about that, it's any mascara b'chlal for a person to make you in. Now, I'll tell you how this is more again. Says the Shatzi in the Shaila, better Mr. Shulchan Aruch Lalocha, is a person allowed to eat strawberries? Shaila! Now, we're not discussing bugs, it's a bit different Shaila. Oh, but are you allowed to eat strawberries or not? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is poshut. Because when you eat strawberries, what happens to your lips? They go red. Oh, look, the Mishnah Berurah and Shatzi in the Shingimel. Good! A man doesn't colour his lips. And since from the Urim and the Shibbele Lakat and Allah Rishonim, these Sayyidim say they are. Is if you colour, if it's normal to colour this thing, right? Not with this thing, that's a big yisoid. The yisoid of Tzaveya is, even if I use a strawberry, now nobody in the world uses a strawberry to colour anything. The kids use it to colour the walls. Oh, but most normal people do not do that. We don't look, this is the yisoid, by the way, from the Urim, we don't look at what you're doing to colour. We do what you look colouring on. If this is an item that's normally coloured on, then it's Tzaveya. If it's an item that's not normally coloured on, which we'll see by Ochem in a moment, that would be water. The Maisa says the Chofetz Chaim Moyotik. A man, as far as we know, doesn't colour his lips. So the Mishnah Berurah, if a man doesn't colour his lips, so for him to eat strawberries and the lips go red, no, it's Peseda Gomel. Zuk Reb Chaim Nang, so he says Shulchan. Im Kain, Bizmaneinu, which obviously changed from the time of the Chofetz Chaim to now, is taka the derech for women to colour their lips, especially with red. Mimela zuk the Chofetz Chaim, it should be asa for a woman to colour her to eat strawberries or red lollipops or red ice cream, ice pops, and all the beautiful. So the Mimela zuk the Chofetz Chaim kufen bava moedik azachi brings beerech 5 tzuvufim to be mekel. I say it's mutter. Number one. It's only a drabonon, because it's a makalkalit. It doesn't make it gishmak. It doesn't make it go forget. Half the lip will be this red and half will be the other red. It's not gishmak. It's derech lichluch. It's not the way of colouring. It's derech achila. Psikleishud loy nichele. With the tziruf of the oroch. Al kaponim. Kamek tziruvim laloch. And the maisa we paskin. It's mutter.
So she does it on purpose.
If she does it on purpose, then it would be a problem. Then it's nichele. She wants it bedafka. Even though the other svaras. Yeah, but it's nichele. Normally it's loy nichele. She doesn't want it to be in faket. It's basically not because she takes tissue and wipes it off, which is going to be our next shayla. Is she allowed to do that? Alcohol polyp. Ah, tazoy. Let's go to the next sugya now. By the way, some of the posts come back and speak about this thing. If you have kids that eat these lollipops, bedafka, and it's like, you know, red changing tongue lollipop, it's made to change your tongue into a different color. That's what the whole yisoid is. So that's already a shayla.
Because then the kids. I thought we go on what you color on, not what you're using.
Okay, no one does it. And Achanami, but he didn't make something with yuchad for that. And Achanami,
yeah,
for kids.
You, no one colors their tongue.
And Achanami, you're right, nobody colors their tongue. And Achanami, you're saying no one colors their tongue, so Pashas will be mutter.
Mask him.
I'll tell you how this is more negaya. A child has jaundice. What's jaundice? What do I say? A child is yellow, right before the bris. You want to make sure the child is not going to be yelling before the bris, right? Now, how it works, by the way, is very interesting. How does jaundice is caused? It's actually very interesting. It's the liver. If the liver is too early, it doesn't break down the red blood vessels, the cells that lead to the increase of bilirubin.
Wow.
Of baby blood. And therefore, the mic, big hits up, I'll come upon him. There's a problem over there. I don't know who wrote this over here. Okay, right. Now, the shine is to change the color of the skin. Now, this is a game, maybe not to you guys, but to guys in other yeshivas. Sunbathing. Are you allowed to sunbathe on Shabbos? Is it a shine of Tzaveya with your skin or not? So, Lemaisa. Right? Hear me out, Lemaisa. Not only was going to start stirring tomatoes, just hear me out. Lemaisa. Kama poskim hold that it's also, apart from other Yisurim, the Minchas Yisrael has got a list of different Yisurim, Tikkun Moni Refuah, Gantza Maisa, Akoponim, Lona Poskim Hold, for example, Rebelski. Heilige Rebelski, the Minchas Yitzchok, the Chalkas Yaakov, Rafalka Mechzalio, the Oz Nidbu over there, the Chedik Base, hold it's a Shaila from Tzadeh. Hear me out. Other Poskim, Hal Nishtazoi, for example, Rapad Ben Shein Cheshav Ha'ifrid over there, and Ishma Shabbos Kochosoi, Zatzal, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Kamer Rabbonim in England I heard from also, the Maitz of the Mokadim Meikos, and the Maitz I think we can Machalek Hazoi. Normally, a person's not being anything on Tzaveh when he's done walking in the street, even when he's sitting outside with his Gemara, Shabbos afternoon, Nishkan problem. That's not a problem. Oh, but when a person, I spoke up to a person, he was asking me this colleague, that if a person goes out, Bedafka, today, to tan his skin, to change the color of his skin, so then it's Nechalan to a shine of Tzaveh. Because if he goes out, Harei, Mochon, and Mazum, with the Gartling, with the Mikdavas, Alamailas, and he says, I want to change the color of my skin. Then he's giving a chashivas, and even if it takes a long time, lemais is going to be a problem of tzeveya. A kopon stam sitting out, and he memela will be getting a tan. That's another you give him makel on. That's another portion. But like a kopon reverse, you have to be careful. Putting on cream, stam cream is a problem. You can't put on sun cream, right? If it's a spray, maybe you can be makel, but a cream is a problem. Mer number two, unnatural suntan. Meaning that people that spray themselves, mainly women, I mean, oil. I get these shilas, the Gabi Mikvah, it's very, not oil, yeah, the oil as well, and also, it's a natural spray, you just put a spray and you look like you're tanned. This is a major shilas for Mikvah, the Gabi Chatzitza, it's not like bronze, or, exactly. So again, this is that's a zikha shilas, surveyor. That's part to spray that on your skin. That's your osagoma. Oh, Hashem, my unique. That's another osagoma. Why? They are doing
it.
Exactly.
The whole thing is just tachas, with the whole thing with sun tanning.
Lemaisa, there is a mockum to be makel. There's a mockum to makel always. However, we said if you're going out bedafka to sunbathe, A, it's not Shabbos stick. That's poshut.
Not Shabbos like you're in the park.
Shabbos stick, shorts, t-shirt, mum. Come on.
Obviously not.
Like Shinshon Pinker says, when a person plays football on Shabbos, it's the worst chilul Shabbos. You know why? Because he missed the boat. You poshut missed the boat. You missed the boat on what Shabbos Kodesh is all about. Uncle Ponim. Let's negate to us. Again, there's a mocking to be makel. The person not a machme. So I would say, stand to stand outside, to sit outside. And you happen to get a tan, you're happy about it. No.
Relaxing,
to
go, you know,
say the gomor. But to go, open. The whole thing. This lemaisa is roy, to stay away from. Now, but there's two more sugyas that we have to get through because one of our lochas in Tzaveh. And that's the following halacha. Again, this is a halacha that a lot of people poshut don't know. And that is as follows. Derech lichloch comes along the Urim. The Urim says that even if the color is mekalkel, meaning it's not gishmak, it's still osa. Comes along the Leket Yosha and brings from the Heilige Rebbe the Trumas Hadeshen. That one time it contained in the Maisa. The Trumas Hadeshen cut his finger. We mentioned this last time, didn't we? I don't remember. He cut his finger and he refused to put on a bandage. Why? Survey on the bandage. Pushed survey on the bandage. Comes along the Radvaz and Chaylik Aleph is Chaylik on the Uvein. He wants to tell her that the Magen Avraham doesn't go with this Malach of the Radvaz, and the Maaseh Nochai Odom is Taka Machma like the Magen Avraham, so it's the Pina Godim, and the Mishpura Paskin Zalach on the Maaseh like the Shita. Mimela, what comes out? Comes out a very simple thing. Two Nafkamidas. When you have wine, or Rabina, or Petal, or orange juice, or any colored liquid that falls on the floor on Shabbos, so you got yourself two Shilas. Number one, schita or malaben, because obviously you might come to squeeze it, you might come to... Right. That's about the problem. We're not getting into that. The ikkar shayla that we want to get to now is tzeveya. When I'm overtaking my wet, towel, shmata, whatever, I'm putting it onto the wine, what color is it going to get? It's going to get red. So you'll tell me what I mean. It's not called colouring it. It's the losa. The Mishtabura's pasak is la aloch lemais, like the Magen Avraham, like the Pippin Godim, like Allah Boiskim, is that you should be machme on derech lichloch unless you've got no other eitzah. For example, I'll give you another example. You cut yourself. So to put on a bandage straight away to get the blood over there, that's a problem. That's tzeveya. Now, what the best thing to do over there, obviously, is wash it off and then put the bandage on, and any blood that comes afterwards is a grommer. But the maisa, going back to the floor case, what do you do when you have a spill? So if you've got nothing else to use, right? There's nothing else around. That's why I've got this towel, I've got this shmata, then even the mishabu will be makel. But if you've got other things, and we'll say in a minute what those other things could be, then you should not use a shmata that will be colouring it. I'll tell you even bigger chiddush. Even if it's already red, and you're making, and you got over there red wine, to zoichet is an issa. Why? You're making it more red. We spoke about this last time. To enhance the color is also asa. Mele Rabbi said, let's make it psak, easy, aloha lemaisa. I have a spill on the floor. I've got blood on my hands. I should not take a cloth, shmata, mashukazeh. Man doesn't make enough community which color it is and put it on. Even though it ruins it, lachatchil it should be done. If I've got nothing else, then I can be bakel. Now our shayla is, what else can I use? So Rabbi said, I want to give the item two major etayim. Two major etayim is as follows. First of all, is azoi. Is if you have an old rag or an old towel, this avada is mutter. Why? Because it's not the devil to be surveyed, such a thing. Such a thing is about to throw in the garbage. It's all this garbage. I use it tomorrow. Use it for these things. I'm miyachin it for my spills and my floor, my mela. There's no shine of today in such a case. That's exception number one. Exception number two, big exception, I say, disposable. Comes along the Rav Shulchan Aruch and Shin Beis and Kuntres Achans, you've got an aleph. That anything disposable, there's no shine of today. Mimela, zuk nuvav shulchan aruch, tissues, napkins that are going to be chad pa'ami that I'm going to throw out. All of these things, there's no. What's the pshat? Poshet. Because it's got no chashivas. What do you say to say there? It's got a chashivas to it. But if I'm going to throw in the bin anyway, then about it, there's no chashivas pachlal. La aloch alamais, the best thing to use with a spill on the floor that's colourful and your hand with the blood is always disposable. Next best after that is going to be rags and all these old towels that are miyached. Dafka for this. Or, if I don't even have anything to use bechlal, then I even can be makel to use a regular gishmaka hand towel or my bath towel or whatever that I can be makel on if I've got nothing else bechlal. Yeah.
Rabbi, just one very quick thing on Sevea. In regards to a cup of water. I know there's separate. It's just like before I forget, because I know I'm forgetting. Okay, just like basically with a cup of water, I pour in like the juice and everything, and it colors it. Am I allowed to drink it? Am I have enough from it? Like once I chop, like oh my gosh, I just did Sevea.
I never said it's Sevea. If it's Sevea, yes. Now I'll explain why.
Oh boy,
I'm gonna get to that case, Rabbi. Sorry.
All right.
Means you could be makel, but we'll get to that. Okay. Give me a few minutes, if I say. Now, I'll tell you how this is negeya. What's it called? A guaz. One of these things that you put onto a gauze pad, right? Anything that's miyuchad, even though maybe it's not chad pami, let's say you got one of these really good bandages that you just wash, you don't have to throw it out, you can still be makel on there, even though it's going to get blood. Why? Because like the Rav Shulchan Aruch said, anything that's miyuchad to get dirty is mutter. I'll give you another example, right? Again, not negate to the chabura right now, but I'll point to know you, Be'ez Hashem, you guys are going to get married, you have to know. Your wife one day is going to do a badika. She takes a little cloth and she does a badika on herself to see if she's got dumb or she hasn't got dumb. The shaddai is, what about today? She's colouring it red. Now, about this, not a kabbalah. She'd rather not find the right blood than anything else. Oh, that's portion. A kabbalah, you can be makel.
This wife is doing it on Shabbos, so she's doing the
bleeding. She might have to do it on Shabbos, whatever the situation may be. So the man, you can be makel that. It's colouring it, and a chanami. But it's kun Rav Shulchan Aruch. It's miyuchad v'zeh. I saw a mudika hesba, and I think it was with Shem Zaman or the Shem Talevi, said this beautiful hesba over there. He tells with a nun. She's not even colouring the zah. She wants to see if she's got dumb or not. But she can't use a finger, so she puts a cloth there. Kino is a base achiz, as a handle to see whether or not it goes there. But she's not interested in colouring. Oh, Kapone Rabbeisa was negated to us. When you have things on the floor, things on the table, things on your hands that are dirty, lechatzchila, the best thing to use, best, is disposable. After that is the old schmatters and rags, or anything that's miyuchad for these zachen, and then even after that, if you've got nothing else, the avada, you can be mekel, and using anything whatsoever. Avada Rabbeisa, you've got to watch out. Hilchos schita. If it gets too soaked up, it's always kedai, by the way, to put a couple more towels on, a couple more tissues, because if you're going to be soichet it, so then you're going to have a problem. It could be, if it's very, very wet, it will be a psikresha for sechita. And Murdika Shalio, I asked once, the Heilige Rafalk, from Gateshead once told me, Murdika Zach, I said to him like this, if you're in a gate, go to a kiddush, what does a kiddush do? They take strawberries, or any coloured fruit, and they take toothpicks, and they stick them in. They stick toothpicks into the fruit. We take out the toothpick, what colour is it now? Now go red! The shiny from Sevea.
What about chocolate fountain?
Sorry?
Chocolate fountain also, no?
Chocolate fountain by foods? Oh, yeah, we didn't get the foods yet. We're going to get the foods, don't worry. I'll come follow me talking about this. On my side, are you allowed to take a toothpick and put it into a strawberry? Hello? Brush it! Zook, we're found to me. I'd rather you can! Why? Brush it! This is not something you normally colour. The Xera is only by something that's normally coloured. So we're found and you have a toothpick. Who in the right mind colours a toothpick? The mailer. To a bad that can be makel. Now, all right, let me get back to you. I say, Mamish Kavaldiga Vices. Us in the game. Somebody once asked me, I once asked this to a Bezul Orpa, because a fellow once came to me and asked me like this, shit is a Briska. You can understand the shayla came from a Briska. No, Chas Vashon, it's bad. It was a Chosh Vazach. It must be Machmeh. Is amazing. He wants to go and get bibs for this child, but dafka plastic. Why dafka plastic? Because of the material, what happens to the kid? Blah, it goes all over the place. Are you going to say that? The Shulchan Aruch himself over here in Shemin Shenchav says that you should not take your hands that are full of strawberry juice and wipe them on your shirt. Say there. That doesn't look very nice to me. It's disgusting. So what? Derech lecha we paskin to be machme. So he wanted to tell it to me, if Cain, if I have a bib for a child, I should also be machme. Should never, maybe some misasik grab the child, kibay egg grab the suffix, I'll copon him. I told him, Rizul Obach said, Abad is pesay de gomo. And if I also told him it's pesay de gomo, there's no shaila of getting children bibs over there. Now, the last sugu abayisa we have to discuss before we finish is Tzevea Ba'uchlan. Tzevea Ba'uchlan is a big, big sugya. There's a major machlokes in the Rishonim and in the Achronim if Oichlim are subject to Tzevea or they are not subject to Tzevea or not. That's the big shaila. Be'etzim, it's a tremendous shaila. It's negeir to many, many different things. I'll give you some of the svaros. It's kedai sometimes just to know the svaros to know why. And then we go through the cases. It won't be negeir to us of Tzevea. You'll see. Mamish very, very negeir. The Primogodim says the reason is Einim Eskayim. What's the side of Tzevea? Tzevea means to color something that has a chashiv, that has an importance. What's a food? A food is something that I eat. So to color a food has got no kilu end.
It is important though.
But I'm only doing it until I've actually come along and I've eaten it. So therefore, that's number one. The Nishmas Odom says a divah mahalach. Zuk the Nishmas Odom, it's not the derech. It's not the derech to color food. Other people do now. But it wasn't really the derech. I mean, mainly you could be makel. Now, the Meister Primogodim is a shtake kasher. We see from the Gemara. We see from the Gemara, and the Darkei Moshe already, the end of Simon Shechov asked the kasha. There's no Tzevea Ba'oichlin. Fet the Primogodim, I have a big kasha in the Darkei Moshe. You know why? Because I have a Mefusha Gemara. I have a Mefusha Gemara that says that if you shecht an animal, isn't this about something? Often a Gemara. You shecht an animal. Rav says, what are your over? So Machlek is in the Gemara. What are your over on Shabbos when you shecht an animal? So I would have said, in my little mind, Shechita! Shechita is an Abmalacha. I'm killing the animal. This is Sif and Shabbos. So Rav, you even see there. So Rashi, what's Pshat? Bosh it! Because I'm colouring the neck. Nice red, Gishmak. It's Negev. I had a butcher once come to me, says to me, he's done this, not Gabi to Shabbos. He's done to sprinkle blood on the fresh meat to make it look Gishmak. That's a big shayla. People are going to buy it, right? Okay, Akroponim is not negated to us. But what is negated to us is we seize up the Prima Godim, there is Tzevea Ba'oichlin! Because the neck is something you eat! So the Prima Godim, Asai Yisoy, that's going to answer us Yisoy, Rabbi Yisoy, for all the Shailas of Tzevea. And by the way, I found this Yisoy also, Shailas and Joseph says, Tshuva, the Stibling Kiliz Yaakov, says the Shulchan, many places can speak out, there's almost four as the Prima Godim, he says, Mayudik. So the Prima Godim, Enachanami. If you're eating the food and you're doing it for eating purposes, then there's no Tzevea. Of if you're doing it for a different purpose, i.e. to sell it, then there's Tzevea. The case of the Gemara, why they shecht it over there and they wanted it red, was not because to eat it. No! It's because why? People will buy it. It's more fresh. It looks more gishmak. And this is the Yisrael Rabbi said, we have to know it every single Shaila. When we have a case of Tzevea with the food, is it being done for the food? Or is it being done for a different purpose? If it's being done for a separate purpose, for a side issue, then Lalocha Lemaisa, and the butter, that's a problem.
So it's
and
I
bring
show,
you, then. Oh, for show. And I bring you a beautiful case. Let me bring you a case. The case I have that I always think of that comes to my mind is the case as follows. We have a chasna or bar mitzvah, shavu brachos, whatever. So we have a vase of roses, red, beautiful red roses. So what do? Instead of putting water in these red roses, you put water and then you color it with a nice pink or red tinge. So the water of the vase is the same color. It's kishma, it's nice. You know, it matches with the tablecloth and the napkins. Beautiful. This is istagomo, favos. It was water. And even if I use a coloring that's a dye that's roilachila, or I'm not doing it for the tzarech achila, then a vado it's going to be asa. It's poshut asa. Who I did. I'll tell you something else. A fellow came over to me. He says to me, I heard you said a share once about flushing the toilet that has this water stuff inside that makes it all colourful. He said to me, hey, inside of there is water. Ain't so there, Ba'uchen. I said, hello, that's not going to eat that stuff over there. And remember, there's a vado no shayla from Tzevea Ba'uchen.
And that would be asa, right?
And that would be asa. Again, there could be shaylas of Gromok over there. Previously, we spoke about this shayla, right?
So should I say something to him about a bus if I see that in his toilet?
And if you know that he'll listen to you, you say it in the most respectful manner that I learned that it's better, not that it's osa, it's better to remove it before Shabbos. That's how you have to speak. So I have a whole shit about people that go back to their parents.
You're gonna burn.
I'll go back to my family later. So lemaisa, we're hadim. We paskin ain't so there, but oichlim by things that you're going to eat, things that you're not going to eat, and you're doing it for decoration, for example, is avada going to be a problem? Now, lemaisa from Zalman comes along and says, "I'll pizza. What about if you have a shaylis? What if you have rice? Now, it's not nice to serve white rice. I want to serve yellow rice. Now, if it would add to the taste, the yellow, then the butter there's no shaylis adds to the taste. But zukum from Zalman, how about if you add a color to something only for the sake of the color? He wants to tell him that's osa. Now, lemaisa, I think it's mutter. First of all, I saw Shevet Alevi to be maker. I'll tell you why it's mutter. Because why?
Coloring it, though.
Take that out! Boshut! Because why are you coloring it yellow? Because you want people to eat it! It's more gishmer! People will enjoy it! That's a chaylik of the achila! And a vadu we could be maker in that case. Who are they? And I'll tell you a segeya. My kids, for example, have come out every single night. My child gets, jumps out of the cot, jumps out. So after 15 bottles of milk, I'm fed up giving milk. I've got to give out the gator. I'm giving you water. Now, if you know kids, they see this water coming, they're like, no way, don't bring this anywhere near me. So chopper moda gator. I take a little bit of milk, just to colour the water, make it a little bit white. You give it to in a dark room, she never knows the difference. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Does a value allowed to do it, right? The fact that a child has a preference between this one and this one, that makes the chashivas of the tzeveya, avada not, and the maybe you can be makel. Now, nomigan vait in tzeveya. Must negate to ask, mamish, one last shayla, which is negate to Pesach, Rabbi Yisai.
Coffee and milk.
The ikah hadin we paskin, la halacha. There is no such thing as tzedeya by foods and drinks. Rabina, Petel, all of these things are 100% mutter to it in any way that you want. We paskin, there's no tzedeya. However, comes the poiskim. For example, the Heilige Rab Po'alim. The Rab Po'alim Chele Gimel Sim Yudalef is a beautiful tshuva, the Heilige Ben Ishchai. And he writes of the Ben Ishchai of Moshe Kesach. So the Ben Ishchai, Eloch Enami by food. I can understand there's no Tzaveh by Oichlim, because there's no Shai against the Melacha. But the moment you have a liquid is Doim Mamash to the Melacha. What did we say in the beginning? Of one of the reasons of the Rambam. Oh, Tzaveh is not colouring the cloth. That was Rashi. So the Rambam was making the dye. Zug the Rapa'al in the Ben Ishchai. To make a dye, that's Tzaveh. To colour water is so compared to that, we're worried that a person, if he does that, he'll do that. In case of the Rapa'alim, the Heilige Ben Ishchai, and the Shlomo Kluger also passed in this way, and the many other posts can also pass in this way, the Debesin Rav, the Betzel HaChochma, is you should be machmed by liquid. Solid, not liquid, yes.
So Mimela. Crystal light or put sugar in there.
Oh, very good. That's Mamash Negea. The Maisa. So how do you do it to be Yotzin? The Shadzian, Simon Shin Yud Ches, when he talks about this, because they're going to be making tea and coffee, so he says over there, Be'etzim Ein Tzaveya Ba'oichim, and maybe you can be making to make coffee with the milk any way that you want, obviously if you're not getting over on Bishol, but there's a Yaris Tvash. And if you can, you should try Toiv Losh Neshadzian to be Machmeh. Mimeda, it sounds like the Chofetz Chaim is also a little bit of a tinge. If it makes no nafkamina to your life, you should try to be Machmeh. As the Maisha, what do you do to be Machame? Very simple, Rabbi Yisrael. This is a Murdig Alomdus. Listen to the Alomdus. You have a painter, right? Now, how does the painter make paint? Now, he wants to colour his wall a certain type of cream, a certain type of blue, whatever it may be. Now, he doesn't go along and pour the paint in a bucket and then add water. It doesn't work, right? What does he do like this? He takes it as you waste a lot of paint that way because you're not sure how much you need and you get around to mess. Murdig Eita. He said, I heard this once from a painter. He says, you take a bucket and you fill it with the amount of water that you want, that you'll need. Then you pour in paint slowly, a little bit more, a little bit, until you get the desired colour that you want. That's tzedeya! To take an uncoloured item and pour in the colour to colour it, that's tzedeya! But if you go faket, if you take the colour first, and then you pour the uncoloured thing on top of it, then there's no tzedeya! That's svara number one. Svara number two...
You're not colouring the hot water when you pour it
in. Right, exactly. Zugum is a gavet, another tzedeya! It's a shinoi! Since the whole thing is a gzeira, I'll do that! So maybe it's only a shinoi. I'll go upon him a baisai. If you can, and we're not getting into it, it was bishol, it was molid, they can be melting. Not again to us right now. If you can try to be machme, to put in the colour first, like the tea essence first, and then, if it's hot, and then pour in the hot water afterwards, then it's not considered your colouring. And I'll tell you where it's most negeya. Heilige Leil Seder! On Leil Seder Nach, right, the Shulchan Aruch Mefresh, in Tavayim Beisif Yud Aleph, talks about the halacha that is a mitzvah for a person to have what? Dalet Kreis is made of red wine. Zechel Adam. So you stayed in Shulchan Aruch. Now, about that, unless the white one tastes better, Akoponim, we're not getting into that. Lemaisa, what are you doing, Pesach? Pesach, Heilige Yom Tov. Tzaveh is also Yom Tov. Mimela, you got yourself a problem because if you prefer white wine or white grape juice, But the ma'aser steht in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah to make it red. No, so I'll pour a bit of red in. So very good. So I'll pour my ganze kois of white, and then I'll put a little bit of grape juice at the end to make it into a geschmacky color. Lefi roi poiskim, it's asa. Why? I ain't sevei ba'ochlin. But over here, why are you doing it? You're doing it to make it more geschmack for eating? No, I don't want it. I'm doing it because there's a mitzvah to make red. And I'm doing it with dafka for the color. So the ma'aser zukva v'yashiv zatzal.
Grape juice first, and then the
one. Oh, sorry. Zukva v'yashiv the Chaim, can I ask you to shave it a levi the ben eschai because I'm zukhun avadu on Pesach. You got to be machme, right? Oh, some person that a makel. Even Hashem Zalman was machme. Al Kapon like Dovi said a murder to keitzah. What you should do on Heilige Pesach is bedafka to put the color, the white, the red in first, and then put in the actual the white stuff after. So Rabbeisai, I saw murder kezach beetsim it's a mafusha Rashi and Yuma. It's also put down in Shabbos. Is that a suma, a blind person never enjoys his food because if you don't see what you're eating. It's like a schmuck. You don't get satiated from mon. The cows didn't get. As the Ma'aser saw, and one of the Svarim he brings over there, we say in benching, right? V'chein b'chesed v'rachmin. What's chein? What's chesed? You understand? Rachmin is what's the chein about food? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us food. What's chein? But he says like a beautiful pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us all food exactly the same, look the same, smell the same, taste the same, no problem. No problem. Oh, but the Rebbein Shlomo and Amayu the Gachem made every single food in the Gavaldi Garachmon its beautiful color, shape, and everything else. Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, we finished with the Seveya. Join us tomorrow for more.